On the phone now, I have the coordinator for Global Studies and International Awareness and the chair of the steering committee for the Tradewater Lower Green Rivers Watershed Watch. He's a faculty member at Madisonville Community College, great friend of WKMS, Scott Vanderplug. Thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today, Scott.
Hey, Tracy, welcome. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, you've got something pretty exciting coming up on November 2nd. I guess the kickoff is actually on November 1st. It's the Mad Skills 1 Flash Fiction Workshop. And I think the first thing I think of when I hear of this is the three-minute fiction that we hear often on All Things Considered.
Yeah, absolutely. We, in fact, some of our faculty here have submitted to that, and we thought we were looking for something to offer as a workshop that was different from all the other ones around, and had not seen very much on flash fiction. So we investigated and decided to put this out there and see if we can get some interest generated, and have our own little writing workshop as a result.
Well, tell us all about the flash fiction workshop.
Well, we're going to start off on Friday night with a kickoff. Constance Alexander, who's much part of WKMS, more so even than I am in big ways, is going to be our sort of featured presenter on Friday night, 5 p.m. at the Chamber of Commerce offices, which are 15 East Center Street in Madisonville. And so she'll regale us for about an hour, and we'll have a kind of nice sort of opening, end-of-the-week activity. Then on Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. at the college, which is 2000 College Drive in Madisonville. On the third floor of the John H. Gray Building, we'll have two successive workshops run by two Kentucky authors who are bringing in specially for this. Starting at 9 a.m., Stephen Cope and Normandy Ellis will take participants through basically their expertise in writing short fiction, give us some guidance, help us do a few things, and hopefully by end of the period, by 12:30 p.m., we'll walk away with two to maybe four or five short pieces that we might be able to spin into something usable, publishable, maybe something as a gift to a family member, or possibly for other purposes that can hardly be imagined. We're really looking forward to see where this might go.
Are you imposing a word cap or any kind of limit on these short fiction pieces?
Well, the flash concept is that it can be read roughly in a flash, something that is maybe a page turned over. So I'm a little unhappy with setting a particular number, but generally somewhere between 500 and 1,000 words is roughly the target area. So really, the commentaries that I used to air on WKMS are about that length, about 750, 800 words. 3 minutes to 4 minutes of airtime.
I think a lot of people feel they have a story or maybe stories inside of them, but especially to write a novel, it seems like such an imposing task. When you take something like flash fiction, where you're going through the same process, but you do it in a much shorter period of time, do you think this is freeing to people? They feel like it's much less of this huge challenge, and they can just go and let their creative juices flow?
Well, obviously, you don't have the endurance race that you have to sort of put up with as the long fiction writer. But what you find is that it's pretty challenging, because you still need many of the elements in good storytelling in the flash piece. But a lot of it, I've found, tends to be suggested almost sort of offstage correlatively, like there's something kind of lurking that hasn't been said that the reader understands intuitively, but is part of the fiction, but it's not actually written up in, you know, paragraph or two worth of material, that it's implied in interesting ways.
Is there a certain level of experience that one needs to have with writing to attend this workshop, or could a complete neophyte come and get something out of it?
I think anybody could do this. It obviously helps if you've read a bit and you know about the kinds of fiction that are out there. If you've read flash fiction, it'd probably be easier to write the sort of thing. But ultimately, it's storytelling, just in a very sort of miniaturized kind of limited fashion. And there's a priority on careful expression. So there's going to be something that will be of great appeal to those who are proficient, but those who have not tried it before, this is actually kind of a fun way to do it, because, you know, it's fairly short, so you're not having to endure long hours of sitting and working at it. It's something that you do in a fairly quick fashion also, though the editing and the revising might end up being quite exhausting, you know, because that's where the real work takes place.
sure there are many people listening who think this sounds very appealing to them, and maybe they're a little afraid of what they're going to have facing them at the workshop. Can you kind of walk us through the experience they're going to have at this workshop when they're given the assignment to write these flash fiction pieces? Will there be some hand-holding, or will they be tossed out of the nest?
Well, they'll be basically, you'll have these instructors, Steve and Normandy, will talk to the groups about their experience, and will suggest some sort of a writing prompt and say, suppose you had this context. Now I want you to take 15 minutes here and just see what you come up with. And there's really nothing at stake in it. There's no penalty, and nothing bad happens if it doesn't really work out well. And then again, maybe through the process of experimenting, you might light on something that's just really amazing. So there's lots to gain and very little to lose in the process.
Well, give us all the information if someone's interested in attending. How would they go about doing that?
Well, obviously, come to Madisonville. You don't have to attend the Friday night activity, but if you happen to have the opportunity, it's going to be pretty neat, I think. And then on Saturday at 9 a.m., we'll need you here. If you're wanting to register, we ask that you contact Greg Hagen. That's Greg Hagen, who's an MFA out of Murray, in fact, a poet. He's going to be our registrar, I should say. And he's asking $25 for the Saturday workshop. The Friday activity is free, but the $25 for the workshop helps subvene our costs. And you can contact him by calling 270-824-8606 or email at Gregory.Hagen@KCTCS.edu.
Sounds like a great time, Scott. The Mad Skills Flash Fiction Workshop. Kickoff again is Friday, November 1st at 5 p.m., and the workshop is November 2nd from 9 until 12:30 p.m. Thanks so much for taking some time to be on Sounds Good today.
Thank you, Tracy, and I hope we get some folks there who'll be interested in joining us. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure you will.